it's a family-friendly show, essentially, that we have going for us. Greg Banks wrote the script, and it was written as a children's, for children's theater. And so it has that sensibility. But what's interesting is that, I mean, everyone knows the fable of Robin Hood and how that has become part of our, at least my fabric of growing up within that context. And it's so nice now to be able to fulfill and play that role, to essentially literally get under the skin to figure out a little bit more what that is about. And what Lauren Codwell, the director of the show, and her staff has done is essentially dug even deeper and found the metaphors, the images, the sounds that all go along with that, not only to fulfill that image, but to make it relevant to a modern-day audience. So it's not someone that was long ago and far away, but someone who is, you know, involved in a karaoke group and someone who is having a good time being that character, but at the same time on a mission themselves to be able to, again, the whole adage of rob from the rich, give to the poor, which is kind of guerrilla warfare. But I think that's why that legend has lived on that way, because I think there's always been a part of society that has hoped for that. And it's nice to be able to fulfill that role and with the cast that we have working around that metaphor and that allegory.
So it's a modern version of the old story?
Sure. But as I think about the question, I think because I grew up on the Errol Flynn movies, you know, that's what I watched on the Sunday afternoons. And but I remember reading the play saying, oh, yeah, this is kind of what I remember about the story. And it's very true to that. And there's interjections of modern life. You know, people are on, not myself, but there's some, the Merry Men, per se, are almost like a Greek chorus. They are commenting on the action. They're fulfilling the action. They're, you know, they're interjecting as they will. They're singing. You know, they're juggling. They're doing the things that bring the show to life and make the connective tissue of the show alive.
Now, the Merry Men aren't in three-piece suits in this one, are they? Are they in the old, you know, I mean, give us an idea what the costumes are like.
Marilyn Wall has just done a normally wonderful job of listening to what the concept is and fulfilling the image. They're actually kind of camouflage. They play different roles as well throughout the show. But their base costume is, you know, kind of like a beret, per se, but they're all in green, true
leotards.
To their show. No, they're not
no
men
leotards.
In tights. No, in fact, the Merry Men are actually two men and one woman in regards to gender diversification, whatever the fancy terms here.
So would you classify it as a comedy, a musical, or a drama?
Oh, Lordy. Yes. Yes, I do. It has comedic edges, but not without a point being made about our modern day life. I mean, it has to have that connection. Otherwise, again, it becomes a fairy tale and something that's, you know, just magic and, you know, doesn't have feet on the ground. This has two solid feet on the ground, as there's no physical arrows in the show.
Well, I was going to ask that because I didn't know whether to bring something to protect myself.
No, not at all. Like I say, it is family friendly and human friendly as well. No, it's all illusion in that regard. But you know, there are bows. You know, as that goes, the swords are imaginary. The swords are even made of cloth in some wonderfully artistic ways. So it's again, they want it to be a fight, but they don't want it to be so literal that becomes, you know, redundant or just a stereotypical scene of violence. You know, I think it's very poetic in that regard.
Is there a lot of audience participation in this one?
Yes. You could say that the audience has a chance to be able to root for the good guys and the boo for the bad guys and take part of it in various ways. They're invited to do so. They're directed through the course of the action. And I think, you know, it's not only just that wonderful theatrical device of getting the audience involved, but I think that also hooks them into the flow of the show And, you know, I think they kind of get caught up in the not just the political atmosphere, but the human aspect and the love aspect as well.